Potato. Boil them, mash them, stick them in the stew. We're talking potatoes, guys. Okay, we're talking about potatoes and the three reasons why you should not fear them. In fact, the three reasons why they're good. The three reasons why you should start incorporating potatoes into your diet, despite what the misinformation would have you believe. So, let's get right into it. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today, as I said, we're talking about the humble potato, something that we all love, yet a lot of us unfortunately fear it or think that we should not be eating it or can't eat it or whatever it may be. I couldn't tell you how many times people have told me that they know that they're eating too much potato. And, you know, look, granted, sometimes they are eating too much potato. It's a part of the equation of their overall caloric surplus. But there's this tendency to think about potato as being automatically bad, automatically fattening, automatically too high in calories, automatically something to avoid. And that is what we want to dispel today, that myth. And to do that, I'm going to share with you the three reasons why I recommend a lot of my clients, a lot of my athlete clients and non-athlete clients alike, to introduce potato or keep potato going as a piece of that puzzle in their diet. So number one is potato. When you actually look at it, potato itself is actually one of the most satiating foods out there. If not the top, I can't remember if they've updated the ranking in recent times, but I know that potato was right up there, if not the top spot, for having the highest satiety factor of all food, which means that when you eat potato for a given volume or whatever, it has the best effect on keeping you full. That's essentially what it talks about. So when you think about it, people usually avoid potato more so from a fat loss point of view. They think they can't lose weight eating potato or, you know, they're cutting carbs or whatnot. But when you actually look at that, potato can actually be a very invaluable tool when it comes to a fat loss plan because it can help keep you fuller for longer, therefore sticking to a, you know, hypothetical calorie deficit that one may be in for longer. And that is how you achieve weight loss. Consistent, long-term calorie deficit management. Obviously, there's a lot of nuance to that, but that's a topic for another day. So yeah, when you actually look at that, that's one big reason why you should not fear potato and should introduce it. Is it'll keep you full, especially if you cook it in certain ways. I don't have the thing right in front of me, but there's different ways of cooking it, which will affect that as well. And then things like leaving the skin on will obviously have more fiber. Therefore, it's going to help keep you full and sustain energy for longer. So there's different ways of doing it. Potato is so versatile and definitely such a potentially good part of a diet. So that's number one. Number two is it's actually full of nutrients. I guess people don't actually realize this. People think that potato, especially white potato, sweet potato doesn't get as much hate, funny enough, even though calorically they're virtually the same and nutritionally very, very, very similar. But the white potato gets thought of as refined and unhealthy and lack of nutrients and just comes from the ground. You know, like that's not true. There's actually a lot of nutrients in potatoes. Potatoes are a healthy part of a diet. Now, they are a vegetable, as we would know or should know, and they do form a part of your vegetable intake. But even though potato is good, we don't go, yeah, you got to eat your five serves of veggies, just get it from potato. That's not what we're saying, obviously. But potatoes can actually be a very good part of a diet, very nutritious, very healthy, and give you some key nutrients, especially things like, for example, white potato has a whole bunch of potassium. The sweet potato has more vitamin A. So that's a balancing act. I like to say introduce variety, have both if you like both. But definitely don't shy away from either of them. And if you prefer white potato, go for it. You're not really missing anything huge and you're not doing yourself a disservice. So yeah, the nutrient factor is there. So that's what I want to illustrate. It's not just lacking nutrients just because it's white so you think it's like refined. That's not the way it goes. So that's the first two. And then number three for the potato is the fact that, you know, it has actually lower caloric density than other starchy foods. So people don't need to think about that fact, but just because it's a starchy food does not automatically mean that it's the same caloric density as everything else, you know, pasta and rice and this and that and bread. When you actually look at the bigger picture, potatoes actually have generally a lower caloric density, which means that for per volume can actually be a quite a decently calorically balanced option to include in your diet to give you some healthy carbohydrates and give you some fun, you know, because, you know, I don't know anyone who doesn't like potatoes in some form. Now, the misinformation maybe comes from the fact that potatoes are commonly eaten in very high caloric ways. Like, for example, fries. Fries is not what I'm talking about here. Those are really high calorie and absorbs all the fats, and that's not considered a typical, you know, quote-unquote healthy food. But when you look at that, like roast potatoes, baked potatoes, even mashed potato can be done, you know, and obviously boiled potato, but even mashed potato can be done in a lower calorie way. They're actually lower calorie than the general per volume of some of the other starchy foods that we know and love, okay? So there's nothing there to fear from a caloric output point of view because it's actually not as high calorie as you may think. Now, it is higher calorie than other veggies, and it is high enough calories that if you eat heaps of it, it can put a dent in your caloric intake. I'm not being silly here, but it's not what people think it is. And people fear it for no reason. No reason other than thinking that it's super high calorie automatically and that it's automatically bad because it's a carbohydrate and that it lacks nutrients. So hopefully these 3 points have kind of illustrated why these are not the case. So I'll do a bit of a recap, but the 3 reasons why potatoes are actually good for you is, number one, they have the highest satiety rating of most food, if not all food. Number two, they do not lack nutrients. Okay, they actually have a whole bunch of nutrients. And number three, they are lower in caloric density than other starchy foods that you can compare it to. So now that you know these things, I want you to actually go and, if you're not eating potato, start introducing some, okay? Start introducing some potato and stop fearing it. And yeah, because it's really such a great staple to a diet. And why not give your diet a little bit more fun by introducing potato that I know that you like? So yeah, that's it. That's it for today. I don't have much more to say than that. So I hope this has been helpful. If you got any questions about potato, please let me know. But yeah, hope this has given you insight in terms of why I am personally quite a fan of potato and why I feel like you should be too. So yeah, until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.